Elder Rinlin, last general conference, he taught this: God cares more about who we are becoming than who we once were. And I know that with everything I have in me. He is a lot more interested in what we are becoming than who we once were. God cares so much more about your next step than any of your missed steps. That's the kind of Heavenly Father that I believe in. On the way here, we had a little GPS. We used Siri to find this building, and we took a wrong turn. Well, actually, more than one wrong turn. This first time I've been in this building. And you know what was crazy? She didn't get mad at me. She didn't say, oh, start over, or you've made too many mistakes. I'm not going to take you to your destination, and you've disobeyed me too much. None of that. She was so kind. She was so forgiving. She never got mad and refused to help us. And we found this location. We're here now. If the GPS lady can be patient and simply recalculate a route, do you think our Heavenly Father has that capacity and that ability to do the same thing? I promise you he is. In fact, he uses imperfect people all the time, like you and like me, to accomplish his purposes. In fact, I tried to make a list. I was typing up this list. Listen. Adam transgressed. Abel had a cruel brother. Noah became drunk. Everyone hated Enoch. Abraham's dad almost killed him. Jacob fooled his father. Leah was less attractive than her sister. Okay, I mean, yeah, be careful there. Okay. Joseph came from an abusive home. Moses stuttered and killed somebody. Samson married outside the covenant, we'll call that. Job had poor health. Gideon was outnumbered. David cheated. Solomon was selfish. Elijah became suicidal. Naaman rejected the prophet's counsel. Rahab was immoral. Naomi was a widow. Jeremiah battled depression. Peter denied Christ. Martha was a worrier. Thomas doubted. The one with the well, she'd been married 5 times, you guys, and Jesus still called her. Paul had poor health. Stephen got stoned with rocks. You evil people, let me finish my sentences. Shame. Lehi was homeless. Nephi was bullied. Enos needed forgiveness. Abinadi was hated by the police. Alma was less active. Alma the younger was inactive. Zeezrom was a lawyer. Okay. The Lord can use anybody. Captain Moroni had a temper. The stripling warriors were young. Sam the Lamanite was brown. Okay. I had to put that one in there. Okay. Brother Jared forgot to pray. Joseph Smith was only 14 years old. Shiz had a funny name. Even to the modern day, Al Fox, who you know, she has tattoos. Lindsay Sterling eats way too much cereal. If you've seen her Mormon messages, talks about her cereal addiction, and it's cute. David Archuleta, he's obsessed with Pokemon. Gordon B. Hinckley wanted to come home early from his mission. Thomas S. Monson started wildfires. Okay, again, this list goes on and on. Lazarus was dead, and the Lord still called him, okay? Remind me again why God can't use you because of something you've done in the past. Elder Holland, who I just love, this is what he taught. One great thing about the gospel is that we get credit even if we don't always succeed. In fact, he goes on to say this: if there's one lament I cannot abide, it's the pitiful cry, well, that's just the way I am. Now listen to this. Though not a swearing man, I am always tempted to try it when I hear that. Ouch, right? He feels pretty strongly. This is what he says. You have help from both sides of the veil, and you must never forget that. When disappointments and discouragement strike, and they will, you remember and never forget that if our eyes could be opened, we would see horses and chariots of fire as far as the eye can see, riding at reckless speed to come to our protection and in our defense. What a promise. What a promise of a loving, kind, and generous Heavenly Father. In fact, Jesus, the only thing he ever abandoned during his entire ministry was a tomb. And he'll never abandon you and never abandon me. Don't be overly concerned about your missed shots, your mistakes. You can't please everybody, okay? You're not Nutella, all right?